My name is Guilford Monroes. I am the pastor of the historic Mount Zion Church of God Seventh-day in the confines of the 6-7 Precinct in East Flatbush. And I'm just happened to be the founding president of the 67 Precinct Clergy Council, which is also called the God Squad. One young man got killed on my block, on the church block. His mom lived right on the corner. He was about 17 years old. There was some type of argument, and someone killed him. So I got together with the pastor on the corner, and both of us did the funeral. That was the first foray into, you know, gun violence, doing the work of gun violence. As a matter of fact, I never really used to pay attention to the gun violence at all. I did not know the level of gun violence that we had in our church area. I mean, you just have levels and levels and levels of issues. At the end of the day, you want to be able to walk into any neighborhood and feel safe and go back home. So it is incumbent upon you and others to understand that it's all of us who are involved in making sure that we have a safe city. Not just me. Not just me. I wanted to become a pastor to do weddings and bless babies and bless homes. And I didn't become a pastor, to tell you the honest truth, to just bury young black men. I mean, I went to a hospital one time, and a young lady saw me, and he said, "If I see you, I know it's something bad." And I was like, whoa. If I come on the scene, if I come to visit the house, or if I'm talking on an issue, it's always something that has to do with death, right? But that is just the way that it is. My card has two sides to it. I tell young men all the time when I visit them with ceasefires that you can either call me and get my help, or you can give the card to your mom and then I will bury you for free. To bury young men who could be alive, I want to come out of that business.
And before we back, I will bump the silence in front of the house face of the young murdered brother.
I heard two pops. I was in the house with my husband, and I was like, "What's that?" And he was like, "I don't know." So I came outside, and he was laying here, and you know, I was just telling him to hold on, you know, that we called the ambulance, they were coming. And he was just saying, they shot me. And I was like, he was trying to look. And I was like, "Don't look," you know. And I was just like, "Hold on, you know, they're going to come help you." And then he just blacked out. Another neighbor was holding a towel on his chest. We all just stood out here until the ambulance came. It was horrible. You know, I have two kids myself, 23 and 15. And you know, to see something like that, it's like, I've been living over here for a very long time, and I've never seen anything like this before. You know, I wish that I was outside that day. You know, I wish that we had cameras. I wish there was so much more that, you know, we could have done. And I was really hoping that he would make it. I just felt bad. It's bad.
We're going to say Storm Hughes. 1, 2, 3.
Storm Hughes.
So when I say his name.
Storm Hughes.
Say his name.
Storm Hughes.
My name is Jessica James. I'm the mother of Storm Hughes, who was shot and killed July 13th of 2017. Storm, when he was alive, he's ahead of the game of, you know, this as a child, you didn't have to tell to go to school or to sign up for college. He finished college. He went and did a Microsoft class. We would come in the kitchen and say, "Mom, what you cooking?" Or he would say, "Mom, you know, I took up another class." After he took the Microsoft class, I said, "Another one?" I don't know what to say, because no matter how you try to protect your kids, the gun violence is horrible out there. Nobody came forward because I guess people scared, you know, but somebody took an innocent life. I see it on the news all the time, but I never in my entire life imagined I would be the one sitting here.
They call me Winklow from Flatbush. When I walked around with a gun, I felt like I ruled the world, like I had all the power in the world. Like I didn't allow anybody to get in my space. I didn't allow anybody to look at me funny or talk back to me or any type of anything that I felt like would rub me wrong, that was my opening. Whether it was to pull it out and squeeze it or whether it was to just pull it out and threaten you to let you know, like, I have my gun on me. If I was you, I would fall back. Going outside, it was always noise outside, whether it was just music playing, people laughing, joking. But it turns violent real deadly, you know, real fast. A lot of shootings take place in the hallway, in the elevator, you know, off the roof. Growing up, I was always in school. I didn't want to fight, but it changed fast because a little bit older, around 14, 15-ish, I just took a liking to the Crips. That's it. So I took a liking to what I used to hear and how they used to come up to the school all the time. And I didn't really understand it in the beginning. I just thought it was just like another bunch of group of guys. We cool. We might fight with somebody. I didn't know the seriousness of it until I was going to school and I started to wear a lot of blue bandanas. And the school I was going to, it's across the street from where the blood started at. So I was the only Crip over there. And they jumped me. I never went back to school. I didn't understand how to utilize my power at the time. So what I did was I just struck with fear. Like I would go all over, start in trouble. I impersonated someone that was ferocious because I don't think that was embedded in me. I think I forced myself to be like that. And then when you constantly do something repeatedly, this is who you become. I wish I would have taken the opportunities that I had more seriously. I had great opportunities that I didn't take advantage of. I'm gonna say prison saved me. I couldn't explore and do the things that I wanted to do. I had no control over nothing. Because when I was in prison, all I did was read everything. I read the newspaper. I got into books, back into books. I read, I educated myself. I came home and my friends, I went over there to check on them and they were doing the same shit that I left almost 10 years ago. Same shit, chilling on the corner. They were smoking weed. Now it was this new thing, they was popping pills. So it was just like, okay, this ain't my thing right here. So I think the next day I went to sign up to college. I run my own nonprofit company. I do a bunch of things. But now in East Flatbush, I've started this program called Sacred Grounds, which is where there's no shootings, no matter what gang or opposition you are. There's no shooting in public places, schools, nowheres where there's civilians, even if you see your enemy there. So, you know, we got to create some type of structure. It's been working. There hasn't been shooting in any public places or any parks or any by any schools. So far, even though it's in a small capacity, it's kind of working before it expands.
The reason why we on this corner is because somebody was shot over here. Bunk, 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 bunk. Right in the daylight, walking down the street. Shots fired. Oh, now you want to pay attention. This is a problem in our communities, and we are working to change that. Somebody gets into an argument, and his homie is advocating for him to get the gun. We want to advocate for somebody to teach him how not to shoot. So we come out to tell you that we care. Somebody was shot over here. We don't know him. I ain't got to know him to tell you I'm coming out to talk to the G's and tell you y'all got to do better. At this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Pastor Guilford Monroe, the God Squad who's out here doing the work from a church perspective, from the pastor's perspective. And just like they out on these streets giving back, we all have a commitment to our communities. And bump, 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 bump. Random shots. I know y'all didn't expect that. And that's how it happens. Pastor.
Bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Sean Duke. And thank everyone for coming out tonight. Again, we are here to really bring a message of hope, but also putting our feet to our faith. It is very important to know we're not trying to take it back. We are taking over our blocks. Pastors in the 6-7 precinct have decided that not one shooting will go unanswered, simply because we want the community to understand that, number one, that we care. Number two, this is our community. And number three, we will do what we need to do to make sure that every individual have a right to go back home every single night when they leave their homes. We have to do more, but we need the community to also understand that you have a role to play. Public safety is a shared responsibility.
So there's a role for everyone to play. It's a huge piece of what we're working on is when one person is hurt in any fashion, it hurts all of us. Eric Cumberbatch, Executive Director, Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice. My unit in particular focuses on gun violence, and we look at gun violence as little to do with the gun or actually wanting to be violent, but more so what are the levels of distress and disorder in people's lives, in their community. We didn't want to helicopter in. We wanted to tap into existing resources, support them, give best practices where possible, and let community do its thing. East Flatbush has continued to lead the city in shooting incidents. And this actually is the first year we're seeing that shooting incidents are down. As we see the numbers going down dramatically in a rapid fashion in New York, and we're doing a lot of creative things, one is still too many. We definitely want to replicate public safety coalition building across the city and really tying together the supports in a community. And we know that when people are properly supported and given the ability to have a springboard, we don't see violence. We see people excelling, we see people thriving, and that's what we want to create. So we're looking at different neighborhoods that have high incidence of shootings. And we're working with our law enforcement partners, working with our partners on the ground, really to begin to develop more coalitions.